Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up is Paul Quinton from Live from London. He's going to be speaking about relationships, the number one question and topic on Journey into the Light for sure by the listeners and callers. Definitely, I can testify to that. So, and towards the end of the show, Paul will take a question or two for a reading if you would like a reading. So, call on in. right now, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone if you want to have a question. And let's go live to Paul from London. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be back. Yes, I'm enjoying the process so far. This is a great opportunity to connect with people. And yeah, I'm going to talk a bit about relationships, both personal and environmental, and the importance of allowing these processing of emotions and whatever is connected to those old relationships, both past and present, to start to fade away. And we're going to do, I'm going to give a simple healing technique, and we'll actually go through that midway through the session. And I'll go in and give you a way of helping to let go. And I do encourage all my listeners and people that hear this recording to, you know, come onto my Soul Awareness group on Facebook, where you can really immerse yourself into this work. And no one else has to know that you're on there. It's very subjective, done in your own time. You can listen to me live as well, which is about 45 minutes before this this live recording now. So what I want to talk about is, I spoke about this a little bit as we've been moving into the different dimensional shift. For us to move outside of this paradigm, we must face our fear, process our emotional body. Now, the relationships, and I've seen this in my practice, you know, like I said, I've been healing for over 15 years, and so many times, and I hear it from the majority of people, that they said, oh, I've dealt with that, I've let that go. But when I do the healing and tune into the person, you can see that that's actually not the truth, because the soul and the emotional body, or the emotional charge, which is left from belief system, is still there. And this is like the pee in the mattress analogy, where it will start to come up and niggle you on some other level. And it might manifest in a completely different way, and you'd be unconscious to that process. And you might be having, you know, a belief system might have manifested from a relationship, and that belief system has never dealt with, and it's actually managed to find itself out into your life in a different scenario. So you might actually be acting a certain way because of that belief system, and you might not have collected the dots. So it's important to allow the root cause of whatever's going on in your life, wherever it comes from, conscious or not, of that root cause, to start to come up and manifest. Because the problem is, when we work on belief systems, we have an emotional charge that's left, and that is what causes people to go back into that place of, well, negativity or fear or loneliness or anger, or, you know, whatever the effects were. So it's important that when you're allowing the space for your consciousness to come in and do the work, you allow feelings to come up, because that is the energy that's supporting the planet at the moment. So it's accessible to anyone. You just need to give it the space, the attention, and the awareness. And we're going to do a little bit about, do some of that in a second. So this is, again, allowing the process to unfold naturally. For past relationships, so the energy to come up and allow its acknowledgement. And actually, when we do the feeling work, you're actually talking to the emotion to start with. You're saying, thank you for being here, like talking to the emotional body. What do you need from me? What are you holding on to? What haven't I seen? I'm giving you this time now to manifest, to show me. And you say, what do you need from me today? So I need more love. I need more positive reinforcement. I need you to go and be your inner child more. And what that does is you start to build that relationship like you do with a best friend. And then you become, you know, symbiotic. You're connected, and everything flows within that energy system. Now, the other important thing is that whatever is going on in your environment now, you need to look at the emotion that's connected to it. Now, we all, and this can be anything. It could be sex, it could be drugs, it could be food, it can be alcohol. It could be when your environment, your street, your building you live in, the house. It might be your neighbors. It might be, so every time you walk out, you see someone you don't like, now you're going to say, oh, that's so-and-so, or You know, so you have to look at where that belief system comes from, okay? Because in truth, we never judge, okay? So if we are putting these walls up and these blockages, they are coming from belief systems generated by past experiences through those relationships and also our environment. And again, it's like cells communicate with other cells and they are respond to our environment. They're not so much hereditary. So you have to now look at what doesn't serve my highest purpose or highest good. And we're going to get in and connect to the emotional body in a minute, and I'll actually talk you through this. In my environment at this time. Okay, so that might mean you need to change where you live, different people. The most common thing is getting rid of friends or environments that don't serve you any longer. And also start to look at where that addiction for chocolate comes from. So when you think about chocolate and you go to buy chocolate, it's like, right, I'm going to just sit with this thing. I'm not going to have the impulse. I'm going to allow whatever my emotional hold has on this chocolate to manifest, to come up. And that is when you sort of communicate with that emotional body. And that's when you allow the awareness to come forward. Now, you can't, like I said, you can't move into your flow of light energy until you've let go of the past. And it's again, you know, the whole dimensional shift is because the sun is ascending, so it's bringing all of its planetary bodies around it. They are ascending as well, and Earth is the throat chakra, obviously, because it's the blue planet to the sun. Now there's a lot of six dimensional energies that are being radiated towards us to allow us to attach. And it's like a binding effect, like cells do to sort of proteins and stuff and enzymes, because it's when you connect and allow that consciousness to come into your being, you are connecting to the codes and to the shift of energy that is present in this present moment, which is in the timeline, which is in, you know, from whenever you're born in this time and space right now. And this is a time of ascension, and it's a time of us remembering. Now, you, to come out of that funnel, that sort of goose head, is a process of letting go of the emotional body and the fear. And the worst thing for people is relationships. And like Michael said at the beginning, most people is relationships. And we can't get caught up in the mind warfare that we have in our relationships and also with ourselves, because that just generates a cyclical nature that keeps going around and round and round with no exit point. So it's about feeling work and allowing the feelings to come up. Excuse me. So again, if you're into meditation, and I'll talk you through this, you've got to sit with that sun. So you could just visualize the sun in front of you. And just that intention alone generates your intention to connect with those energies. So you automatically start to feed off that higher ray, that higher consciousness. And it sort of, it allows you to be lifted up. And it also gives you expansive consciousness. And that's the beauty about this energy, is it expands your consciousness outward, which allows you a reflection of sorts. It allows you naturally to reflect and observe yourself. Now, when you observe yourself, that is when the universal and the magnificence of those energies, of healing energies, can do their work, because you have detached from it. You are not holding on to it through a paradigm of fear or control from your ego, from your mind. Okay, so the relationship has to start with you first. Then you have to start looking at the external relationship. So you start with yourself. That will unfold the past. You'll deal with that, and then you bring into that consciousness when you feel good about yourself. Right, now I can tackle my smoking or my chocolate addiction because I'm congruent with my inner feelings. I have a relationship with myself that is strong and empowered and comes from a place of brilliance, of absolute infinite intelligence. And then you start to become wiser as a soul, because you are allowing that soul energy to come into your physical being, in sense, because it's the ego mind and the mind's disconnection from the soul that causes all of humanity's problems. And it's our overthinking, and that's why We have to come out of our heads and go into our hearts to truly connect in with the feelings. Okay, so like I said, on different recordings, this type of work is good to do in your own time, because obviously you don't have time to go through it and really immerse yourself into it. So I'm just going to give you the structure tonight. So you just sit quietly within your body, and you're going to work through any physical pains or ailments that you have. So you, once you start to relax, you can start to feel tension in certain places in the body if you don't already. And what you want to do is you go to the point where it's most intense, and you're going to breathe through that area. As you take your deep breathing and relax the body, you just focus your breath. So it's in your knee, you breathe in and out the knee. Now the idea is just to slow everything down so you're more sensitive to the energies and the vibration that's coming in. And when you're more sensitive, you have a better experience. When you have a better experience, you build rapport. When you build rapport, you trust. And when you trust, you're free. Because it's all about trusting that you are a spiritual being having a physical experience, and that there are powers beyond that are here to help. There are powers within you that you haven't even touched on. And the only way to get in connection with them is to let go of the mind. Because that is your block, that's your veil. So breathing through the body, completely relaxing. And you're going to visualize or imagine in front of you your emotional body. And this is just a quick technique just to bring you into that awareness. The more you practice it, you won't have to visualize it, just be the intention. Your emotional body sits as an energetic body, roughly about a foot to a foot and a half, some people 2 foot, outside of the physical body. Okay, so you're going to see that emotional body. Your imagination will probably, it may look distorted, it may have heaviness to it, color, shape, whatever. You might see attachments connected to it, depending if you're more psychic, you might get a sense of feeling. Just go with whatever's presented to you and trust that is signaling something back to you. And you're going to just simply talk to the emotional body. And you can also, well, some of you are going to have very present with these relationships. You know exactly what you work on. So that it might be the ex-husband or wife. So you're going to immediately see them in front of you, and they're going to start generating fears. If that happens, what you need to do is just breathe through the feeling and just observe it. Don't go down the memory pathway of going, oh, this he did that, he did that, she did this. Because what you're doing is, again, as I said, you keep yourself in that negative loop. And you're not detaching, because you're not trusting. You have to just be a witness. Now, this is going to take time and practice. If you master this skill, you're well on your way to a healthier and happier life. And you can get rid of your ailments, you can get off your medications, and you can have healthier, happier thinking and feeling by just doing this stuff on your own. You have the power within you. And these simple techniques are just stepping stones to take you into that power. But you first have to observe, you first have to detach, and you first have to trust. And that is the three things the mind does not like to do. So that is the battle. So you're just going to have to practice. So you're just going to sit there with the vision of the ex or the feelings, and just try and let the mind even go and just sit with the intensity. You're going to feel it in the chest, you're going to feel it in the back, the shoulders, you're going to get headaches. That's fine. That's the emotion coming up to the surface to release. So that is the positive in the negative, if you know what I mean. So every negative situation is positive because it's a chance to release, heal and grow and learn. And this is how we evolve ourselves. So as we sit with that feeling, you're just going to stay with it until it releases, until it gets less and less. And you might have to do this over a couple of days, a couple of weeks even. It doesn't matter. There's no time. Just give the space for the healing to occur. Now, coming back to the emotional body, if you're talking to the emotional body, you can say, you know, like I said before, what do you need from me today? I need love. I need positive reaffirmation. So then that would be your focus for the day, or for the following day if you do it in the evening. Okay, yes, I love you, Paul. You're fantastic. You're doing really well. If it's love, then you connect in with a friend, or you just you know, or you know, go and hug someone, be closer to your animals, you know, hug a teddy bear if that's an option, and just get that sense of love or watching heartfelt movies that generate a feeling of love or a nice emotion in your body, whatever it is, find an outlet, if that is what the message is. So it doesn't have to be love, it could be anything. But it will always respond to what you need in the moment. Now, in the moment, the more that you do that, the stronger you become, the quicker you heal, and you become that solidarity, that solid being of light. And you're grounded here, you're present, and you'll have that spatial awareness, and your consciousness goes beyond the veil. And that's when you problems come up, they're mountable. You can see through them. You know how to deal with them. And then what will happen eventually is when that ex or lover comes up in your mind or whatever the situation is, it'll just be a memory. It won't be an emotional attachment. It's not going to pull you down into that emotional hold anymore because the emotion's not there. So when we do healing work, what we do is we release the shock and trauma from every cell in the body and we recreate the memory. Okay, so you recreate it like it never happened. And that's fine because it's the human self that absorbs all the pain and emotion which holds us in that prison, that emotional prison. Okay, so it's very important that, like I say, we give the space for this to resolve itself. Okay, so always just trust what comes back from your emotional body. Start getting congruent and connected into that space. Like I said, guys, come onto my Facebook group, the Soul Awareness Group. Just send me a request and I'll join you in if you'd like to know more. Okay, I'm going to give you back to Michael, and we'll take some questions.
Okay, thank you for that, Paul. That was really great. So we're going to invite people to call on in. If you have a question, you want a quick reading, call on in, speak to Paul, or a question what Paul just spoke about. 347-884-8245 is the number. Press the 1 on your phone. Let's go to Lillian in Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hi, Lillian. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Not too bad. It's a bit hard to hear you. It sounds a bit muffled.
Can you hear me now?
It's a little bit better, yes. Thank you.
Hello. Everything you say has a lot to do with my question.
Okay.
As far as, like, emotionally. Like, I'm just trying to get myself together emotionally. And I have so much anger with, you know, past situations. But the place I really want to hit is my parents, as far as my mom and my dad. Like, I know they have their own issues within themselves, and I feel like that's why our relationship is the way it is with the both of them. And I just, do you pick up anything or as far as how can I, like, get through it? Because, like, as far as, like, I have issues emotionally with a lot of things as far as friends, relationships, my daughter's dad, like a lot of things. But could you pick up anything as far as my parents, my mom and my dad?
Okay. So what's the actual question about them? Is it you want to know how your relationship's going to unfold with them or what you need to do in order to heal the relationship?
Yes. What do I need to do to heal the relationship with my mom and my dad?
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to tune into this. Okay. So straight away, I've got taken straight into your inner child, very panicky, very upset, and she's still crying. So this is very raw emotion that is very, very deep within you. So straight away, you're going to need to do some inner child work. And please email me and I can send you some stuff to support you. Like I said, come onto the Soul Awareness Group and you'll get a lot more because obviously you don't have a lot of time here to go through too much with you. So you need to do the inner child work first. So that's a simple technique. What I'll do is I won't go through it now, it'll take too long to explain. Just send me a request and I'll send you a PDF or copy for the inner child exercise. And basically you're going to get into contact with that inner child and you just start, whatever you didn't have in your childhood, you're going to start talking to her and reaffirming that you're giving that to her. So inner child has to be heard and she has to be loved. Okay, that's going to be the first part. You need to heal the relationship with your inner child before you can heal the relationship with your parents. Okay, so that's going to be your number one thing. The second thing going into your parents is that the belief systems that you've generated around your growth and life with them, they need to be addressed as well. And we, like you said, we just talked about that, so that's really good. And it's all, you need to be open. Now, the best way to do that is to just keep a journal, a day-to-day journal, and then just sit with the feelings and the emotions that we just did in this previous a few minutes ago, because what that's going to do is it's going to allow all the negativity, pain, and all that to surface. So all that needs to go first, and then what's going to happen is you're going to transform. Those new memories are going to come in, and it's going to summarize your relationship with them, and it's going to give you direction and how and best to move forward with them. So if you feel that you need to talk to them beforehand and you can't talk to them in person, just write them a letter. If you can't give them the letter, write the letter, then burn it, because the fire transmutes the energy. Because it's all about you getting everything out of you first. Okay? Does that make sense?
Could I do both?
Yes. Do as much as possible. Yes. I say that because some people, it's too overwhelming. Some people are like, yeah, I just want to do it. Let's do it all. So whatever you feel is good with you, do it. The more you can do, the better, the quicker you're going to transform it, basically. So, yeah, go for it. Definitely.
So I'll mail them a letter, and I'll also maybe I'll make a copy and burn one.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Mail one.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Do that. That's fantastic. That's the first start. Because it's allowing you to express how you're feeling, which is the number one. It's like any healing modality, you have to talk about it first. It has to be recognized for it to heal, to come out. If you don't recognize it, it can't surface. So that's the first stage. Talking into your inner child is gonna give you that day-to-day support that you need as well.
How could I, like, I kind of feel like, even with me, because I love writing, like, I want to be an author. Like, I'm,
okay,
like,
lovely.
Positive. I'm positive that I will soon be a bestseller author, but like, how could I hit every like aspect of, like, I'm 25, I'll be 26 in October. So how could I like hit every aspect of the last 25 years? Or is that like impossible?
The sound went a bit. How can you, what, sorry?
I said, how could I hit every, in the letter, how could I hit every aspect of the last 25 years?
It is very possible, because the intention, just set the intention, just go into a 5-minute meditation before you write it and just ask your soul, your emotional body, which is what we just talked about, bring up everything that needs to come up. And what will happen is you'll just start writing. It'll come out. See, what your mind is now doing is going, oh, how is it going to come out? It's starting to try to calculate and control the situation. But if you just put pen to paper, that actual act and that intention alone will start to bring it all out. So don't worry. Just get fluid with it. Don't worry. It will come naturally. Don't worry. 100%.
Okay. Like, I think I have my whole entire, like, I want to write a memoir. And I really feel like I have the whole thing in my head. But I have carpal tunnel syndrome. So it kind of like,
okay, so
it like
what
really
you,
interferes with a lot.
Yeah.
As
so
far
what
as
you
me writing.
Do a little bit each day and just get, you know, you can talk to your computer now. You can speak the words. So just get one of those devices where you can.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Just do that. I've got a lot of people that can't type for too long and they have to do a lot of writing, and it's so much easier, and it corrects all the spelling for you as well. So, you know, it's perfect. You know, just do that way. Yeah.
That's,
and it'll come out faster as well.
That's a lot, because I kind of get discouraged. Because I love writing, and it's like being that I can't because of the numb. Like, I write a page or two, and then my hands get numb, and I just get frustrated and aggravated and angry. And it's whatever. I get back to it.
Definitely. Because it's the creative flow that's being blocked. If you're speaking, you're in trance almost, so you can just, it'll just flow out much better. Yeah, definitely. All right, I think we need to get going, because I think I'm just running out of time. I'm sure Michael needs to change over show.
Okay,
so
thank
lovely
you
to
so
speak to you.
Thank
yeah,
you
no
so
problem.
Much.
And give me a contact if you need to talk. No
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Paul, and how can folks reach you here as we wrap up?
Okay, so it's paul@universal-healing.co.uk. They can just go onto my page there and get all my information, and my website's there.
Okay, very good. Another great show, Paul. Thanks so much. You give so much
thanks to all of us,
so thank you.
No problem. Take care. All the best.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Paul Quinton from London. And again, you can reach Paul at his links. We have the links linked up here on the show page. Definitely check that out. Paul is really a great person to work with. Is very connected, very grounded spiritually, and can really help you grow and change in the ways that you need to, that we all need to change. We all have inner hurts. And as Paul was saying, we think that at times have our hurt gone, but it's still there. I went through some personal work myself. As it's no secret, I've talked about my relationship with growing up and my parents, and my dad was an alcoholic, and the fear and all that that brought into that. And I had forgiven him many years ago. But when I worked with someone similar to Paul, I found out that a lot of that pain was there. And once it was released, how much better I felt it. So definitely recommend contacting Paul. Because, you know, our lives are to be lived the most and the best and the most that we can reach and happiness that we can give, not just to ourselves, but to our friends and family. And definitely agree with Paul was talking about. Okay, we're supposed to be joined here with our next guest. And I believe she'll be docking on in here in just a minute. So I am going to my childhood and things like that. Here's a song I remember growing up in the 70s, and I see if this rings a bell. It reminds me of when I grew up on the farm. And especially stories I heard about my dad really working on the farm. And we should be joined with our next guest right after this.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, of course, deep down inside. He was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulders and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. Pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my dad had said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you. One day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the field, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids were grown. They just took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice helped me through the years. Saying, Patchy, I'm dependent on you, son. The ball of family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patchy, I'm dependent on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you.
All right, you remember that song? It takes you back a little ways. I also connected that song because Patches, the name of my sister, Patty, so we used to call her Patches, but anyway, I digress here on a Wednesday. Looking for our guest here to join us here. Looks like we're not getting a connection. So I'm going to wrap up here, and I'll be back here in about 90 minutes with our next shows here. Thank you for listening, everybody. Great show, Paul, once again. And I'm going to wrap up here, and thanks for listening, everybody.